We're here with a defensive lineman in the Minnesota Vikings, Levi Drake Rodriguez. Second year here with the team, another camp under your belt currently. What are the emotions and the feelings like of getting back out here?
Oh my goodness, I love it. So much fun. This group is insane. We're gelling together, meshing together, so it's a dream come true.
Another year of an NFL camp. You've got some newcomers. You've got some guys that made Pro Bowls last year, whether you're talking linebacker, D-line. What is that defensive group like for you in your next go-around here?
Yeah, man, we're like what you said. Like I said, we're meshing together, but just being a fly on the wall and putting input to the younger guys, you know, that I was in that position last year, giving them some nuggets and also asking questions, you know, to Grave, HP, JA, you know, some of the older heads in the group and learning ball, you know, so... Yeah.
You guys have an opportunity Monday afternoon to put on pads for the first time this season. Are you like a kid in a candy shop? What are the emotions like when you get to put those on finally?
I can't wait. Yeah, this is what we've all been waiting for. Get the pads back on. So that's just the start of the season right here. You know, got to get better daily. Trying to be great in all phases.
Saturday, first time fans were here this season. Of course, the skull chants, all of that. What is it like getting fans back out here supporting you guys? I mean, you guys don't even have an actual game for 6 weeks. You don't have a preseason game for a week and a half, but you had, 4,000 or 5,000 people here supporting you guys.
Yeah, man, we have the best fans in the league. Best fans in the league. And hearing that skull chant for the first time of the season is it's heartwarming, giving me chills just talking about it. Yes, sir.
What would you say you worked on most to help improve your game from 1 year to the next now as you try and help this defense anchor down the season?
Yeah, just understanding ball more. Of course, techniques and fundamentals, what Flo is heavy on. But knowing the game of ball and learning, being a student of the game daily, always got ways to grow. Yes, sir.
We found out over the weekend Josh Metellus got that extension. He was a guy, late draft pick, got cut. Yeah. Now he's got a big $36 million extension. What does that just show to what the resilience he is of the guys that they have in that locker room?
Hard work pays off. Hard work pays off, and he's a testament to that. You know, we're all here for a reason, and that hard work is paying off, and, you know, we're all trying to make it to that contract. Yep.
In closing, what is that ultimate goal that you would say for yourself personally this year and then also team-wise?
Yeah. For myself, man, I just want to dominate on the field in all phases, run and pass. Been focusing on the run game often, so just transitioning and putting those two together. I want to dominate in all phases. Yes, sir.
Awesome. And then can I grab
Yeah. Finish it up. Man, the team, I think we're going to do great. The energy, the atmosphere in the locker room is insane, so this is going to take us far.